Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Lamed by Avraham Goldhar and today Maseches Beah Daf Lamed Gimel, the fourth parak maybe. So the few topics we're going to focus on. The Gemara presents Machlokesim about using wood for purposes other than kindling. Regarding using a chizra, a pointed branch, as a spit, Rav Nachman prohibits it, but Rav Sheshes permits it. The Gemara explains that with regard to a moist branch, everyone agrees that it's prohibited. Rashi explains that a moist branch is not suitable for use as firewood, and it would therefore be muksa, even according to Rav Sheshes. They disagree about a dry one. Rav Nachman, who prohibits it, would tell you, "Nitnu etzim el hasaka." Wood was not permitted to be used except for kindling. But Rav Sheshes permits, would tell you, "Mali litzlas bo, mali litzlas bekalato." What's the difference between roasting it by using it as a spit and roasting with its coals after it's kindled? Rashi explains that since it may be handled to be used as firewood, it may be handled to be used as a spit. Others say that everyone agrees that a dry one is mutter, and they only disagree regarding a moist one. Rav Nachman would say it's not suitable for kindling, whereas Rav Sheshes would say that it's not muksa hachazila hesegadol because it's suitable to kindle in a large fire. The halacha is that a dry branch is mutter as a spit, but a moist one is usser. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Rabbi Ezer says, "Nota adam kisa mushal lefanim." A person may take a sliver of wood from that which is before him, lachitzos boshenav, to pick his teeth. The Gemara examines whether wood may be splintered to slivers on yontiv for this use. Rav Yehuda said, "Ochel behema ein behem mushum tikkun kli." Items which are suitable for foods of an animal, the prohibition of perfecting a kli doesn't apply to them. Rashi brings the examples of trimming hay or leaves of reeds on Shabbos to use as a toothpick. The Ran explains that these materials are soft enough for an animal to eat, and anything made from them would not be a lasting item. Therefore, the prohibition of perfecting a kli from them has not been violated. Rav Kahana challenged Rav Yehuda from a braisa that taught that one may not clip fragrant wood to pick his teeth, min katmu chayv chatas, and if he did clip it, he's chayv chatas. Rav Yehuda answered that the braisa is referring to hardwood, which is not suitable for animal food. And point number three, was taught in a braisa, megamvev min chatsu madlik, one may gather hay or slivers of wood from the chatzer to kindle a fire, shekol mashe b'chatzer muchanhu, because everything in the chatzer is considered prepared and not muksa, ubilvad shu yasin tziburin tziburin, provided he does not make piles of hay and wood. Rabbi Shimon permits making piles. Now the Gemara explains Malchokas. The Tana Kama holds that it's prohibited to make piles, mechzeh dekamechanif l'macher l'yom acharina, because it looks as if he's gathering hay and wood for the next day and for the day after that. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that it's permitted to make piles, k'deir so mechechas olav, because his pot proves his intention. Since he's collecting hay and wood for use as firewood, and people see that he's ready to cook, they'll realize that he's collecting these piles for immediate use. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara presents Malchokasim about using wood for purposes other than kindling. Regarding using a chizra, a pointed branch, as a spit, Rav Nachman prohibits it, but Rav Sheshes permits it. The Gemara explains that with regard to a moist branch, everyone agrees that it's prohibited. Rashi explains that a moist branch is not suitable for use as firewood, and would therefore be muksa, even according to Rav Sheshes. They disagree about a dry one. Rav Nachman, who prohibits, would tell you, "Nitnu etzim el hasaka." Wood was not permitted to be used except for kindling, but Rav Sheshes, who permits it, would tell you, "Mali litzlas bo, mali litzlas bekalato." What's the difference between roasting with it by using it as a spit and roasting with its coals after it's kindled? Rashi explains that since it may be handled to be used as firewood, it may be handled to use as a spit. Others say that everyone agrees that a dry one is mutter, and they only disagree regarding a moist one. Rav Nachman would say it's not suitable for kindling, whereas Rav Sheshes would say that it's not muksa hachazil hesegado, because it's suitable to kindle in a large fire. The halacha is that a dry branch is mutter as a spit, but a moist one is usser. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Rabbi Ezer says, "Nota adam kisim shalafanav." A person may take a sliver of wood from that which is before him, lachasos bo shenav, to pick his teeth. The Gemara examines whether wood may be splintered to slivers on yontif for this use. Rav Yehuda said, "Ochli beheme ein behen mishum tikkun kli." Items which are suitable for foods of an animal, the prohibition of perfecting a kli doesn't apply to them. Rashi brings the examples of trimming hay or leaves of reeds on Shabbos to use as a toothpick. The Ran explains that these materials are soft enough for an animal to eat, and anything made from them would not be a lasting item. Therefore, the prohibition of perfecting a kli from them has not been violated. Rav Kahana challenged Rav Yehuda from a braisa that taught that one may not clip fragrant wood to pick his teeth, in katmo chayv chatas, and if he did clip it, he's chayv chatas. Rav Yehuda answered that the braisa is referring to hardwood, which is not suitable for animal food. And point number three, was taught in a braisa, megamvev min chatzer madlik, one may gather hay or slivers of wood from the chatzer to kindle a fire, shekoma shebachatzer muchanhu, because everything in the chatzer is considered prepared and not muksa, ubavad shul yaseh tzibur and tzibur, provided he doesn't make piles of hay and wood. But Rabbi Shimon permits making piles. The Gemara explains Malchokas. The Tanakhama holds that it's prohibited to make piles, maxid the kmachanev chomachil yom acharina, because it looks as if he's gathering hay and wood for the next day and for the day after that. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that it's permitted to make piles, kederaso mochechas olav, because his pot proves his intention. Since he's collecting hay and wood for use as firewood, and people see that he's ready to cook, they'll realize that he's collecting these piles for immediate use. All right, so now we go to Simfer Daf Lamed Gimel, and our standard simon is related to leg, but we use a peg leg pirate to make it a more distinct, a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The peg leg pirate who loved using his pointed branch as a spit while chewing on toothpicks he made by trimming hay, watches men collect piles of wood in the chatzer to be used immediately for kindling a fire. Once again, in slow motion. The peg leg pirate, that must be more in Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate who loved using his pointed branch as a spit, which reminds us, regarding a chizre of using a pointed branch as a spit, Rav Nachman prohibits it, Rav Sheshes permits it. The Gemara presents two different versions of the Malchokas, whether they're arguing over using dry wood or moist wood. So the peg-leg pirate who loved using his pointed branch as a spit while chewing on toothpicks he made by trimming hay, which reminds the Gemara examines whether wood may be splintered to slivers on yantiv for one to pick his teeth. You just said, Ochlu behema ein behen mishum tikun kli. Items which are suitable for foods of an animal, the prohibition of perfecting a kli doesn't apply to them. Rashi brings the examples of trimming hay or leaves of reeds on Shabbos to use as a toothpick. The Ran explains that these materials are soft enough for an animal to eat, and anything made from them would not be a lasting item. Therefore, the prohibition of perfecting a kli from them has not been violated. So the peg-leg pirate who loved using his pointed branch as a spit while chewing on toothpicks he made by trimming hay watches men collect piles of wood in the chatzer to be used immediately for kindling a fire. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice Megabe Mino Chatzer Madli, one may gather hay or slivers of wood from the chatzer to kindle a fire, Shekol Mashi B'chatzer Muchanu, because everything in the chatzer is considered prepared and not muksa, Ubilvad Shul Yaseh Tzibur and Tzibur, provided he doesn't make piles of hay and wood. Rabbi Shimon permits making piles. The Tanakhama holds that it's prohibited to make piles, because it looks as if he's gathering hay and wood for the next day and for the day after that. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that it's permitted to make piles because his pot proves his intention. Since he's collecting hay and wood for use as firewood, and people see that he's ready to cook, they'll realize he's collecting these piles for immediate use. So once again, the peg-leg pirate who loved using his pointed branch as a spit while chewing on toothpicks he made by trimming hay watches men collect piles of wood in the chatzer to be used immediately for kindling a fire. All right, now it's time for a three-block-back chazar. Daf Lamed, the simon for Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe, Melamed, that must be learned Daf Lamed. The Rebbe was so proud of his Talmidim who didn't protest when they saw a woman drawing water from the river on Yantiv in the normal manner, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that one who brings pitchers of wine from place to place may not bring them in a basket or box, but he may bring them on his shoulder or in his hand in front of himself. Rashi explains that he may not place three or four pitchers in a box and carry them because it appears like the weekday activity of carrying burdens. But Atana taught, im iev charloshanos mutter. If it's not possible to deviate from the normal manner of transporting, it's permitted to carry the pitchers in a normal way. So the Rebbe was so proud of his Talmidim who didn't protest when they saw a woman drawing water from the river on Yantiv in the normal manner, nor give tochacha to the group of Jews dancing and clapping in a sukkah, which reminds us that even though it's forbidden for people to dance, clap, and slap their thighs on Yantiv and Shabbos, when we see people do so, we don't give them tochachim because mutiv shiyushogim v'ayu mazidin. And this applies even in derises, as we see in the case of Tosefzi and Megipurim, where people are required to begin their fast earlier, Erev Yom Kippur, and yet we don't give tochachim to the people that eat up until it gets dark. So the Rebbe is so proud of his Talmidim who didn't protest when they saw a woman drawing water from the river on Yantiv in the normal manner, nor give tochacha to the group of Jews dancing and clapping in a sukkah where the owner happened to be taking down his decorations. Which reminds us that we learned that a tanai works to permit one to make use of a sukkah decorations, but a tanai does not work to permit one to use the wood of a sukkah the 7 days of sukkahs. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the simmer Daf Lamed Aleph is the law. We use a judge. So here goes. The retired judge. That must be learned Daf Lamed Aleph. The law. The retired judge who grew frustrated when the wind blew his pile of leaves into his vase on Yantiv, which reminds us we may bring wood from a field from that which has been gathered into a pile before Yantiv, umina karpaf, a field, umina mafuza, and from an enclosure one may use even from what is scattered. Rava said when it comes to leaves of reeds or leaves of vines, even if they are gathered and lying on the ground before Yantiv, since they would scatter if a wind would blow, they're considered kumufuzarim, they're considered scattered already and are prohibited. Or she explains that even if a wind doesn't scatter them, they are prohibited. Since the owner thought they would get scattered by the wind, he didn't plan on using them. Rava continues, if one placed a kli on the leaves the day before Yantiv, so they would not blow away, the leaves are not muksa. So the retired judge who grew frustrated when the wind blew his pile of leaves into his face on Yantiv, just as he was about to chop wood with the narrow blade of his axe, which reminds us that the next Mishnah taught that one may chop wood from a beam that broke before Yantiv. However, one may not chop using a cardam, an axe, or a sickle, or a saw, but only with a butcher's cleaver. Rav Chinin and Bar Shelemya said in the name of Rav in regard to the cardam, the axe, Loshana el benakvu shel av bezachu shel mutter. The prohibition was taught only by using the wide edge of the axe blade, but using its narrow edge is permitted. One might have thought the Mishnah's leniency applies only to a butcher's cleaver that has no wide blade, but in the case of a single tool which has both an axe blade and a cleaver blade, I would say that since the side with the wide blade is prohibited, the other side with the narrow blade is also prohibited. Rav Chinin is coming to inform us that the narrow side of the tool is permitted. So the retired judge who grew frustrated when the wind blew his pile of leaves into his face on Yantiv, just as he was about to chop wood with the narrow blade of his axe, decided to breach the wall made from a pile of bricks and snack on his sealed-off produce. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Baishu mali peros benifkas, of a room filled with produce, was sealed before Yantiv, but on Yantiv it became breach. Note, mamakam apchas, one may take produce from the place of the breach. But Rav Meir says, apochas v'chadchil benota, one may even breach the wall initially and take the produce. Rav Nechumi Bar Ada said, in the name of Rav, that the Mishnah refers to a room whose wall consists of a pile of bricks. Rashi explains that the bricks were stacked, but not cemented together. Rav Meir permits the demolition of such a wall, even though these bricks are muksa, as they were set aside for construction. Rav Meir permits moving the muksa bricks, because it's being done for the purpose of Simchas Yantiv. Daf Lamed Beis, so the Simur Lamed Beis is a mad scientist in a lab. So here goes. The mad scientist in a lab, that must be run Daf Lamed Beis. The mad scientist in a lab trying to haul out tiny clay lamps to hold small coins, which reminds us that Rav Yosef said that the ton of the Mishnah that says that we may not haul out a lamp because one thereby makes it into a kli is Rav Meir, who holds that the kli cheres can be makabel tuma once it has been hauled out, even though it has not been hardened in a kiln. When asked that perhaps Rav Meir said that kli cheres that has not been hardened in a kiln is considered completed only with regard to a large utensil because it's suitable to hold something, but here, in the case of a small lamp, what is it suitable for? The Gemara answers that even a small lamp is suitable for holding coin. So the mad scientist in a lab trying to hollow out tiny clay lamps to hold small coins refused to let a poor man at his door sell them and share in the profit, which reminds us the Rav Nassim Bar Abba said in the name of Rav that the wealthy of Babel will descend to Gehenna, as can be shown by the incident where the wealthy of Babel refused to help Shabsai ben Marinus by giving him work or sustenance. Shabsai said that they were from the heir of Rav, and we learned Kol Merachma Abrius Biyaduah Shu Mizar Shal Avram Avinu. Any Jew whose compassion with people is certainly a descendant of Avram Avinu. And anyone who is not compassionate with people is certainly not a descendant of Avram Avinu. So the mad scientist in a lab trying to haul out tiny clay lamps to hold small coins refused to let a poor man at his door sell them and share in the profit because his domineering wife wouldn't let him. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Gimel Chayehen Enim Chayim. There are three types of people whose lives are not lives, and they are Hamatzapu L'Shulchan Chavero, one must look to another's table for sus, and it's Mishi Ishto Moshe L'Salab, and one whose wife rules over him, Mishi Yisurin Moshe Begufa, and one whose body is racked with pain, and some add also someone who only has one shirt, which will result in his becoming infected with lice. The Gemara asks why the Tana Kama didn't include in his list someone who only has one shirt, and the answer is for it's possible for him to check his clothing and remove the lice from them. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhorn, Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.